We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Beloved viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa and Telsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia and Telsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hoetuth, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, 80% of students in Hong Kong use eco-friendly lunchboxes. In humanitarian news, Birthday Wishes, an American charity organization for children, is helping dreams come true. In animal welfare news, an organization in the United Kingdom helps improve the well-being of donkeys in Egypt. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 6, is the birthday of distinguished marine biologist Mr. Jean-Michel Gaston, born in Toulon, France in 1938. Jean-Michel Gostol, son of acclaimed oceanographer Jacques Gostol, began exploring the oceans with his father at the age of 7 and has continued his legacy. In 1999, he founded the Ocean Future Society, a non-profit marine protection and education organization, and has produced more than 75 films. Through his Ambassadors of the Environment program, Mr. Gostol has influenced thousands of people towards a more sustainable lifestyle. A Television Emmy, a Cable Ace Award, and a Peabody Award are among his accolades. Mr. Gostol has also received the very first Ocean Hero Award in 2003, given by Oceana, the largest international ocean advocacy group based in the United States. Our sincere gratitude, Mr. Jean-Michel Gostol, for your enduring commitment to our life-giving oceans. May you have a delightful birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. As a result of heavy rains on April 26, two landslides occurred in Weishan County of Yunnan Province. At least 24 people lost their lives and others sustained injuries. With much concern and sorrow, Supreme Master Qinghai on April 27th immediately pledged $15,000 in emergency aid. This amount could purchase approximately $130,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. As Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for information on the relief situation following a disaster, with Master's permission, we would like to share the following report regarding this recent event.
May 2nd, 2009. Most Compassionate Master, regarding landslide in Weishan County, Zhao Tong of Yunnan Province, China. Around 1 p.m. on April 26, a landslide swept over the Huajiaba coal mine office of Xiaoba Village, Jiaxi Town, Weishan County. Two houses with 22 people inside were buried. The fire brigade and coal mine rescue team rushed over, and officials from the Zhao Tong government arrived at the disaster site the next day.
After several days searching by over 400 policemen, two wounded victims were discovered and resuscitated at the hospital, while the remaining 20 had lost their lives. The families of the victims were much comforted by the care from the local government.
Also on April 26, a road collapsed around noontime in the Chu Shui Dong village of Linfeng, Weishan County, and caused 4 casualties. We were informed that the quarry was held responsible for this accident and the company is compensating monetarily for each victim.
Because the government has everything settled, there is no need for us to carry out relief work. We are truly thankful for Master's blessing. We will arrange a relief team to visit the disaster site of Weishan County and its neighboring areas to deliver the SOS flyers as soon as possible. We sincerely pray that the local people will understand the real cause of these frequent disasters and quickly switch to the loving vegan way of life.
We are grateful to Master's ever-present love and blessing. Yunnan Relief Team.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our global audience, who may be relieved to hear of the care provided to the Chinese people. We appreciate our association's foreign group for providing the report.
We are glad and appreciate the rescue personnel and the local government for their timely and caring response to help the afflicted. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind offer of support to those in need. We pray that the residents may quickly recover their fruitful lives and that such tragedies cease as we quickly turn to harmonious living with the earth.
Flash floods and tornadoes caused damage in southeast U.S. states. Over the past weekend, storms swept through the southern United States, including eastern Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, northwestern Georgia, southern Tennessee, and southeastern Arkansas. One woman from Mississippi lost her life as a tree fell. A tornado struck Crossville, Tennessee, and several were sighted in the Atlanta, Georgia region, with thankfully no injuries reported for any of these. In Alabama, about 48,000 clients lost power, and flash flood warnings were issued in Mississippi and Louisiana, with no reports of major damage. We pray for the safety of those enduring these widespread storms, and that they may soon regain the comfort of their everyday lives. Through our benevolent actions, may these extreme weather events be calmed and a peaceful environment prevail.
Nepal and India hit by heavy storms. On Saturday night, winds and rain swept through southern and western Nepal, bringing gusts of up to 60 kilometers per hour and causing homes, walls, and trees to collapse. At least 15 people perished, and over 170 others suffered injuries, while some 400 homes were damaged. As the storm moved into the West Bengal state of northeastern India, destructive winds uprooted electric poles and trees, with up to 15 people who perished and injuries to 15 others. Our sympathies for the lives lost to the storms, as we pray that the afflicted may soon return to lives of normalcy. May potential devastation such as these be alleviated through our increased kindness toward all living beings in the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Health Organization, or WHO, warns swine flu virus may re-emerge in more severe form, as the number of confirmed cases exceeds 1,124 across 21 countries on four continents. The United States declared a public health emergency, and WHO Chief Dr. Margaret Chan warned of a second surge of the swine flu virus.
She stated, "If it's going to happen, it would be the biggest of all outbreaks the world has faced in the 21st century. This situation can change, not because we are overestimating or underestimating the situation, but simply because influenza viruses are constantly changing in unpredictable ways." Supreme Master Television asked World Health Organization Technical Officer Hayati Hassan about the present and future of the swine flu, also known as influenza A H1N1.
What is the potential for this epidemic to spread to a pandemic?
A pandemic is imminent. We are moving towards a pandemic, but we don't know exactly when it will happen. Like I said, we have moved from phase 4 to phase 5.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty high.
Out of 6, yes. The reason being, there's a lot of uncertainty about the virus. We still do not know a lot about the virus. We don't know, you know, its full characteristics, how the disease spread, and influenza A viruses or flu viruses are notoriously known as one of the viruses that mutates frequently. So there's always a risk that the virus may spread accidentally.
After Canada found an infected factory farm worker had transferred the virus back to pigs, thus increasing chances for it to mutate into a new viral form that could reinfect humans, WHO food safety scientist Peter Ben Emberek urged for vigilance in monitoring animal populations for signs of a new flu. A total of 20 countries have decided to ban importation of pigs and pork products to protect their populations.
How was it determined that it came from pigs?
Well, because it has been documented that this influenza A, H1N1, is known to circulate in pigs. Now, the influenza A, H1N1 virus is circulating among humans.
Do you expect to find more cases?
Yes, we do.
We thank Technical Officer Hassan, the World Health Organization, and all others for your thorough actions to understand and halt the spread of this virus. May all people adopt the safe and sustainable vegan diet to protect themselves and society.
some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%.
Prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Panama elects a new president. Leader of the Democratic Change Party, Ricardo Martinelli, has been voted the Latin American country's next president following a self-financed campaign in which he pledged public improvements, increased trade, and expanding international relations. The president-elect, who has served his country previously as Director of Social Security and Minister for Canal Affairs, will be officially inaugurated on July 1st. Congratulations on your new role, President-elect Martinelli. May heaven bless your leadership in serving the highest ideals of your esteemed fellow citizens and country.
Supreme Master Television on cable TV in Cameroon. Thanks to the cable company Vision, based in the Western African country, Supreme Master Television reaches a large viewership in Douala, Cameroon's largest city with a population of 2 million. The broadcast coverage is expected to expand soon to the new major areas of Bassa and Bonaberry on Vision's Channel 56.
Supreme Master Television airs on cable TV in Cameroon. Provider, Vision Cable TV, Channel 56, coverage area, Douala, Cameroon.
We thank the Vision Company for helping to bring global constructive programming to wider audiences. May heaven bless the Cameroonian people in their many beneficial ideals and peaceful endeavors.
Save our planet. Stranded sea life succumbing to toxic algae bloom. In Southern California, USA, more and more marine animals such as sea lions, elephant seals, dolphins, and seabirds have been found ill or perished along the shores of the western state.
The U.S.-based Marine Animal Rescue believes they have been poisoned by a toxic substance called domoic acid that is emitted by harmful algal blooms. Citing over 1,000 rescues since the beginning of the year, Peter Wallerstein of Marine Animal Rescue said, "In the past weeks, approximately 20 marine mammals have been rescued that are suspected to be suffering from the toxin. An additional hazard to marine life is caused by dead zones that release poisonous hydrogen sulfide gas when the algae dies and sinks to the ocean floor to decay. Toxic algae blooms are caused primarily by runoff from agriculture, as well as sewage treatment plants and livestock feedlots.
We grieve the loss of these precious sea animals that grace our earth and balance her intricate eco-networks. May we heed these signs as urgent calls to be more responsible stewards and preserve the sanctity of all life."
During an international gathering in August 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the importance of being good stewards of the earth to ensure the welfare of our marine co-inhabitants.
So many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many dead zones in the ocean. It's suffocating them, so they have to swim out of the water, where it's full of poisonous gas that has been released. They cannot bear it, they cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. For them, life is in the water, but if water is full of poison, of course they come out. But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this. Just to be vegetarian, how difficult can it be? Even the dolphins have to swim out of the ocean, because they think like that they can survive. Even risking their lives, so why not we can just change to vegetarian diet?
Save our planet. Global warming forcing birds to migrate farther. A recent UK study conducted by scientists at Durham University and the University of Cambridge found that climate change is pushing the ranges of migratory birds farther north to avoid warming temperatures.
Of the estimated 500 million birds that are known to travel every year from Africa to Europe, some of the smallest avian species weigh as little as 0.3 ounces, and the extra 400 kilometers required in flight could be too much for their survival. Study co-author Rhys Green of Cambridge University said, "These tiny birds make amazing journeys, pushing themselves to the limits of endurance. Anything that makes those journeys longer could mean the difference between life and death."
Professor Green and colleagues at Durham and Cambridge Universities, we appreciate knowing of this sad predicament as we pray that our feathered co-inhabitants may find the strength to survive. Let us do our part in helping to alleviate such consequences of global warming by leading more compassionate, earth-saving lives.
Save Our Planet. OLAC or Vietnam launches program to address climate change. A recent report by the Asian Development Bank on the regional effects of climate change stated that rising sea levels could eventually submerge tens of thousands of acres of rice-growing land. Some people have already had to leave their homes for higher grounds. Thus, a further rise could displace thousands more who live in coastal communities. To help in educating the public about the reality and risks of climate change, the government has approved a $112 million program that, among other things, plans to introduce the topic in schools and universities.
Deputy Director of Meteorology, Hydrology, and Climate Change Department, Mr. Nguyen Kak Hieu, explained, "There's no doubt that prevention will cost us much less than repairing the damage. It's crucial for the public to be aware of climate change so they can learn how to adapt to it and mitigate its potential consequences." Our respectful accolades, Deputy Director Nguyen and OLAC, for your eco program to help fellow citizens understand the fragile state of our planet. May the gracious Alexis or Vietnamese people and everyone across the globe adopt sustaining lifestyles of harmony with our environment.
Save Our Planet. Following up on an environmental roadmap established in 2008, OLAC or Vietnam sets a goal for all new factories to meet stricter environmental standards by 2010.
Save Our Planet. Currently experiencing the country's driest period since 1945, Uruguay faces shortages in both power and water supplies as the nation's energy is generated primarily from hydroelectric stations.
Save Our Planet. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reassures of her country's commitment to leadership in curbing global warming during the first of three internationally represented meetings leading up to the December Climate Change Forum in Copenhagen.
Catastrophic consequences await if we don't take action soon.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
I'm vegetarian all the way. To help keep animals safe, please watch out for small objects. Sometimes little pieces of string, plastic, rubber bands, or other tiny items land on the floor. Your dog or cat friend might swallow them, which can be life-threatening. Better safe than sorry. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In ecology news, Hong Kong students use eco-friendly lunchboxes. A survey by the Environmental Protection Department of Hong Kong revealed that over 50% of the 550,000 pupils use reusable lunchboxes. In addition, another 30% use recyclable ones. It was also found that in 2008, almost 50 food suppliers were providing lunch in environmentally friendly containers, compared to 2 in 2004. Bravo, Hong Kong students, for making healthy choices for our Earth. May youth worldwide adopt planet-saving meals and containers to bring our ecosphere back to balance and beauty.
In humanitarian news, Birthday Wishes is helping to make children's dreams come true. Based in Massachusetts, USA, the non-profit organization arranges birthday parties for homeless children living in shelters. Volunteers act as party coordinators, and the charity donates everything needed for a great celebration, including presents, balloons, and gift bags for all the children. Last year, Birthday Wishes held parties for more than 1,000 youngsters in 65 shelters. Our earnest thanks, Birthday Wishes volunteers, for helping to brighten the special day of so many. May God bless all children to be nourished by love and joy. Up next on Noteworthy News, an animal welfare group from the United Kingdom helps to protect donkeys in Egypt. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Stay tuned for more healthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a healing world. In animal welfare news, an organization based in the United Kingdom helps animals in Egypt. Animal Welfare of Luxor, AWOL, is a charity that operates in El Mahariz and Armont. These are villages on the western side of the Nile River, just south of Luxor. The nonprofit organization shares information with people of the communities about the best way to support the well-being of their animal friends. These include dogs, horses, and especially the devoted donkeys. AWOL has a mobile unit from which workers travel throughout this farming region. Kudos, Animal Welfare of Luxor, for your great dedication and work on behalf of our precious co-inhabitants. May heaven grace all the animals who give so much to humanity, both visibly and invisibly, to be respected, cared for, and cherished evermore.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, In That Case...
A very smart businessman told his son, John, I want you to marry a girl of my choice. John said, No, I like to choose my own wife. Father said, but you know, the girl who you are going to marry is the daughter of the richest man in the world. John said, well, in that case. Next, the business father approaches the richest man in the world and say, you know, I have a husband for your daughter. The richest man in the world said, but my daughter is too young to be married. The businessman said, but this young man, you know, is a vice president of the bank. The richest man in the world said, ah, in that case. Finally, the smart businessman goes to see the president of the bank and said to him, I have a young man to be recommended as vice president. The president of the bank said, but I already have more vice presidents than I need. The smart businessman said, but this young man is the richest man in the world's son-in-law. The president of the bank said, ah, in that case.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Our viewer Sparrow from the United States watched Submerged Islands Due to Global Warming on Supreme Master Television.
I wish more would see this. We need to understand our contribution to this and how we can make a difference. Sparrow from USA.
Caring Sparrow, at least 18 islands are already submerged and many more are in extreme danger due to the effects of global warming. Important climate change public service announcements can be viewed and downloaded free of charge from SupremeMasterTV.com/SOS. We pray that people wake up and understand that now is the time to act to save ourselves. Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed scientists have offered us a straightforward solution. Be vegan. We can all make a profound difference on reducing global warming just by that one step. Thank you for your concern for all life. With heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have uplifting stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to heartline@suprememastertv.com. Log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline or to the address on your screen.
May your life shine with inner peace and beauty.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A group of donor governments, music colleges, and instrument suppliers are transforming education for the devoted musical students in Kabul, Afghanistan, with funding for a world-class national music institute.
China honors a pledge to provide $5 million in cash and humanitarian aid to swine flu-stricken Mexico and sends a second dispatch of 70 tons of supplies.
Following its initial success, the second American Saudi Arabian Culture and Commerce Festival is held in Taif, Saudi Arabia, to celebrate and further enhance the two countries' relations.
Morocco and Spain sign a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to develop cooperation in tourism, which includes staff training, project funding, and sharing experiences in the field.
A South Korean naval helicopter responded to a distress call from a North Korean ship off the Somali coast and peacefully ensured the vessel and crew's safety.
An all-star lineup of musicians including Bruce Springsteen, Joan Baez, and Arlo Guthrie joined an audience of 18,000 in celebration of legendary U.S. folk singer and environmental activist Pete Seeger's 90th birthday.
Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Daniel Ayalon announces that Israel will agree to live by the commitments of previous administrations in working toward a two-state solution to ensure Middle East stability.
Niger President Mamadou Tanja meets for the first time with nomadic Tuareg members and announces amnesty in return for their disarming to help build a country of peace together.
Switzerland is donating $1.23 million in emergency aid to those affected by the Sri Lankan conflicts, along with boosting a previous pledge of $5.7 million.
Former U.S. President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Jimmy Carter is honored with the Great Cross of the Order of Ipiranga in Brazil for his efforts in promoting human rights.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.